This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from Houston, Texas. The lead stories are Huawei has a slight easing in U.S. sanctions. Scam phone calls hit an all-time high. Amazon and a police department set up a sting that failed. And SpaceX has announced its rocket reusability plan. I want to welcome you to episode 1379 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, July 1st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You too can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Thanks for being part of our family here. As my continued travels have got me on the road and running around, there is only audio portion of the show right now. But in the near coming weeks, we're going to be back to doing video, so I'm excited about that. But if you're a brand new listener, I want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, you can read the great content. Of course, subscribe to the show. You'll find that in the right-hand column of the website and get signed up for the newsletter. You can listen to the show at blueberry.com or listen on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can go and join our chat room at geeknews.chat or send me an email at geeknews@gmail.com and join our Slack family. Of course, you can contact me as well via the same address, geeknews@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at Geek News. Of course, I'm on Facebook as well. Just search for my name, Todd Cochran. Partner shows of Geek News Central include GNC Weekend Review, done by Kirk. Of course, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain. The Pro Gear Site by the writing team here at Geek News Central. The New Media Show, co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee. And, of course, Podcast Legends. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana Store. This show is supported by the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. Get over to GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy and get a $4 or $3.99.com. Get 10% off on two types of hosting counts, regular economy hosting or managed hosting. That's $1 a month for the first 12 months, which includes a free domain. Or you can take 30% off a new product purchase. Again, all that can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Been getting a lot of feedback from folks recently, but it's been picking up GoDaddy products and services on how easy they have made it to basically launch your own website. No matter what product you pick up, they've got templates, instructional videos, everything you need to get started or even launch an e-commerce site. So all that information, again, is available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, where you can lock in those savings, and we definitely appreciate it when you do. That's how you can support this show to make it ongoing and long-term sustainable. And I want to thank all of you that continue to do so and share those codes and with your family, friends, people that you know. It really makes a big difference here. So definitely want to thank all of you for your continued support of GoDaddy. And if you're brand new to the show, make sure you check it out. And save big with my promo codes, and at the same time, you're supporting this independently produced podcast at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Where everybody, it's just been a whirlwind of travel. Things have just been busy, busy, busy since we were with you last week. And of course, I just realized today that the 4th of July falls on a Thursday. So again, just a single show this week, and then next week we'll be back to two regular shows. But I want to thank everyone for basically putting up with a modified schedule here just because of the insanity of things. Really, my travel is nuts through about September 6th or so. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Then things are going to kind of calm down. But lots of meetings. Been in the air a lot. Had a full weekend with my team. It's been good. So that kind of catches you up. There's really not a lot to grind through other than that. And of course, family in Hawaii is doing well. I'm going to be going back there on the 19th through the 23rd. So I'll be in Hawaii just a few days. But yeah, just continued ramping up here of everything that's been happening. And of course, if you're interested in starting a podcast, we want you to consider going over to Blueberry and becoming a podcaster at Blueberry. That's a great way to express yourself. And anyway, if anyone that's part of the audience would like to do that, let me know. I've got a promo code you can use over there as well for a 30-day free trial for our podcasting services. Other than that, let's get into the stack of stuff. And let me go through here. I've got the air conditioning cranked up in the room. I got it a little too high. I'm freezing in here. And you never, you know, from hotel to hotel, you never can really tell exactly where to set it at. Either you're too cold, too hot, or whatever. In between, you just don't know. So anyway, first things up, the G20 summit happened in Asia. And of course, some historic stuff happened over there with the president going to the DMZ, I think that's what they call it, and walking across the 18th parallel and meeting the Kim Jong-un, I think is his name. And of course, a lot of stuff going on there. So that's opened up. At the same time, at the G20 summit, the president met with the Chinese president and had a little chat. And basically, the president threw an olive branch out there to try to get the trade negotiations started again, and has eased or decided to ease the Huawei restrictions. And the National Security Council is basically saying that U.S. companies will be able to sell only widely available products to the embattled phone maker. All that's going to happen is Commerce will grant some additional licenses where there is a general availability of equipment like chips. And of course, he referenced the federal department responsible for the restrictions. And but anyway, this is a little bit of a move here in easing the restrictions to try to get the trade talks talking. So maybe, as we talked about earlier, where I didn't think the stick was being used on trade, maybe that is maybe the script is being flipped here. So. But these ease restrictions now, here's what's kind of funny, drew criticism from both Republicans and Democrats who worry that China will use them to get his tech installed globally. Senator Mark Rubio, a Florida Republican, ran against Trump in 2016, warned that reversing sanctions would be a catastrophic mistake. So that's an interesting spin. Now you've got senators, both Republican and Democrat, that thinking easing the restrictions was a bad move. But there are others that are saying that it was basically trying to get the Chinese back, because what it allowed to do is, remember, that in Asia, saving face is everything. So the Chinese president now can go back and said, you know, I got some, you know, relief, and it's a little win, saving him some face, in order to maybe get the trade talks going again. So we'll see what happens there. Should be interesting to watch. The U.S. government is saying that imposter scammers are continuing to rise. The FTC says with more reports of scam calls in May of 2019 are more than ever. So far this year, there's been more than 176,000 reports amounting to $56 million in total losses, and the average loss per person is about $1,000. And of course, in these calls, the scammers pretend to be a government agency and call people with threats or promises of money. And most of the scam calls are people in pretending to be from the Social Security Administration. So please, please, please talk to your senior adult members of your family, warn them of these scammers, warn them that people are trying to get money. They'll never get a call from SSA. They'll never get a call from the IRS. All those communications are done via basically mail from the U.S. Postal Service. So, you know, if they get a call, please tell them just to hang up, because too many of our adult parents are getting scammed here. So let's be proactive in helping them. Real interesting article on Vice.com talking about Amazon and a police department set up an elaborate sting operation that accomplished nothing. And they were doing this in Aurora, Colorado. And basically 20 Amazon boxes were put on doorsteps that contained GPS tracking devices that would essentially allow them to track a device that had been stolen off a porch. At the same time, they were using the Ring. They provided the Ring doorbells and installed those in 20 homes and hoping to catch someone stealing something. Well, it was part of a PR campaign that went sideways and nothing got stolen. And of course, people say, well, there was success here because the Ring doorbells acted as a deterrent. But, it was 25 boxes. So, no arrests were made. As of now, I guess this thing is ongoing. They haven't yielded any arrests from people stealing packages. And you think about the number of packages being delivered every day, the odds of them getting that package on the right doorstep that was going to incur a theft, is the odds are pretty low on that. So interesting move by those folks to try to see if they could gin up some publicity in regards to that type of activity here. But good on them for at least trying, I guess. SpaceX has announced that they want to ramp up its rocket reuse. The company has been re-landing its first stages of its Falcon Heavy and Falcon 9 rockets, and they've been reducing cost. And what they want to do is they want to increase to fly a single stage 5 times by the end of the year. And they're saying that even that achievement would be just be scratching the surface of the rocket's reuse potential. Elon has said that the first stage of the current version of its Falcon 9, known as Block 5, should be able to fly at least 10 times with only inspections between flights and 100 times with some refurbishment involved. Similar reuse rates should apply for Falcon Heavy, which is composed of 3 Falcon 9 first stages with a second stage sitting atop the central booster. Now, let's think about this a little bit. The stresses involved are pretty incredible. So they've had to do some incredible design work to make those rocket bodies able to withstand those G-forces that are happening and the yawing and everything that goes in with a rocket launch. And if they're able to get that up to 5, that's still in itself an incredible cost savings and making launch potential, the price of launching, to just drive it down dramatically. And I'm sure that on these launches where they're doing 2, 3, 4, and 5, the risk goes up. Thus, they probably have to go back to the customer and give them somewhat of a discount, knowing that they're riding on, reused hardware. But the more SpaceX can do that, the more times that they can prove that they are able to successfully launch and relaunch these rocket bodies and not blow them up, their price can increase because they say, listen, this is old hat for us. The risk for SpaceX is on, the booster launch 5. They blow the thing up, on the way to space. And, then they have to go back to the drawing board. They'll be impacted heavily. So for these early repetitions where they're using these 2, 3, 4, 5 times, we all can see where SpaceX probably does an exceptional amount of rechecking to make sure they're good to go, because they just can't have a failure at this point. So we'll see. We'll see where this leads. But of course, the SpaceX is targeting 2021 for its first commercial launch of its next generation spacecraft known as the Starship. And they're in discussions with 3 different customers to be that first mission. And those are all telecom companies. Starship will launch atop a huge rocket called the Super Heavy. Both vehicles will be reusable. The duo will ferry people to and from the moon, Mars, and other distant destinations. Starship will be able to accommodate, check this out, 100 passengers. And he's also said that they'll launch satellites, carry people on point-to-point trips around Earth, or do whatever SpaceX needs it to do. And the company plans to phase out the Falcon 9, Falcon Heavy, and crew and cargo versions of a Dragon capsule once Starship and Super Heavy come online. 2021. That's amazing. Now, Starship just has one mission on its docket. Last year, Japanese billionaire Yusuke Maezawa booked the craft to take him and a collection of artists around the moon, a bold mission targeted to launch in 2023. So, of course, we know Falcon Heavy launched on Tuesday of last week and put 24 satellites for a variety of customers into orbit. And SpaceX landed the rocket's two side boosters, but the central core came up short in its attempt to touch down on a drone ship at sea. So, and also their company's net equipped boat managed to snag half of the Heavy's payload fairing. So again, they want to keep the payload fairings as well, which is about $6 million each. So that saves them a lot of money when they do that. Okay, so awesome for SpaceX. We're going to continue to move on here. Hey, if you are, how many of you have a massage chair at home? Some of those are pretty nice. I remember sitting in one at a trade show that was like $20,000. And, oh, it was fantastic. It really was. It just was amazing. But $20,000 converts into a significant number of, you could even do weekly visits to a massage therapist and do that for a long time before you came up with, you know, the 20, you know, meet that $20,000 number. But Los Angeles residents soon be able to float off in distant worlds while their aches are soothed in a virtual reality massage center, which opens this Friday at the outset of the Escape Immersion Relaxation Center, first of its kind, offering VR environments for you for those that want to try and relax. It includes a sauna, koi pond, an ocean resort, and a ski cabin with a crackling fireplace. This is all virtual as you sit in one of these really expensive massage chairs. So might be kind of a cool experience to hit that in Los Angeles. Well, I'm excited. I really do hope I get to be able to tour this at some point. But the Apollo Mission Control Center at Johnson Space Center is been refurbished and is now open. Of course, last week they unveiled this, and former flight director Gene Kranz, who led the Apollo 11 moon landings and gained fame after his role was popularized in the movie Apollo 13, led the fundraising efforts for the effort, and they've restored the Mission Control Center to look as it did during the times 50 years ago. And he says he walked in there and was just blown away, felt that it was just like, you know, coming to work 50 years ago, and he reminisced, so it's pretty cool. So I don't have time on my schedule this trip. I would assume the visitor center is open to see this, but if you get to Johnson Space Center in Houston and you want to go through this, I think this will be quite the sight to behold from a from just a historic perspective. You can see the control center as it was. And of course, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of videos out about it as well. The rich and famous are flocking to South America to see the total solar eclipse, including former President Clinton, Richard Branson, are a few of the celebrities that are going down to Chile. And there's a full solar eclipse tomorrow. So not surprised. People are spending upwards of $5,000 on tickets for elite accommodations to see this. Well, I'm sure the majority of Chile residents will be, or Chile citizens will stand outside in their backyards and watch this without having to pay some exorbitant fee. But full solar eclipse down in Chile tomorrow. The world's largest individual solar panel project has been launched in Abu Dhabi. This is pretty amazing. 3.2 2 million solar panels generating 1.18 gigawatts, almost double the 569 megawatt capacity of the Solar City. Solar Star, the biggest solar power facility in the United States. The company claims that those 3.2 million solar panels will cater to 90,000 people. It's also going to reduce CO2 emissions by 1 million metric tons. The Emirates points out that this is equivalent of taking 200,000 cars off the road. Now, the UAE will not be reducing its reliance on oil anytime. It's still one of the key suppliers globally, but the project is a step in the right direction. You look at this thing, it's massive. There's a picture on the website, and you want to see how many solar panels it takes to power. It takes the landscape. It looks to me that you could easily have 90,000 people living in the area that is being used to, for this solar project. But at the same time, it's out in the middle of the desert. There's nothing there, sand. So this should be an interesting project to watch over the years. But it's massive, 3.2 million solar panels, enough to power 90,000 homes. And if you look at mine, and you do want a quick math there, 32 solar panels pretty much takes care of my home's electricity needs when I didn't have an electric vehicle. Of course, I'm paying really high in kilowatts too, but it just gives you a little bit of an idea here. All right, Android Central has the best Android phones with expandable storage in 2019. I don't know why this is a category of expandable storage. Most Androids will allow you to put an SD card in. If that's important to you, link will be up in the show notes on these. I'm not going to go through these. But, any Android I've ever touched, you can have external memory on it. If you use TweetDeck, TweetDeck was offline. It's back online Monday after an outage. The Twitter dashboard has been restored. Don't know exactly what happened, but some people had some issues, and I guess their tech team probably came to work Monday morning and got it fixed. So something happened there. But 400 reports said that there was a problem at Twitter, and TweetDeck being offline. People don't do well without their Twitter. A Facebook office was evacuated after a suspicious package was identified. A machine at the social's network mail sorting facility warned of a toxic substance. The FBI has been called in. The Menlo Park Fire District said a hazardous material team is on the scene, which normally has about 5 or 6 people working there. And said that no employees were exposed, so initially there were indications 2 people may have been. Facebook, in a statement, said a package delivered to one of its mailrooms was deemed suspicious. We evacuated 4 buildings and conducted a thorough investigation in coordination with local authorities. I'll tell you the story about the time I worked, when I was in the Navy, I worked in the mailroom, and I'll have to do that in the future, where the bomb squad was called in because I thought I had a package with an explosive in it. That was a fun day. And all rights be told, long story short, the bomb squad said that they thought it was the same thing, and that's why they blew it up. So I wasn't wrong, but it wasn't a bomb. All right, over on Extreme Tech 5, truly wireless earbuds that are way cheaper than the AirPods. And one from X-Firo, and it's not cheaper. It's $250. The Breo Phantom X7, $189, not cheaper. The AirTaps Wireless Bluetooth Earbuds, $99.99, that is cheaper. The TreeLab X2 True Wireless Earbuds, $149, yep, a little bit. Oh, there is some sale prices here, too. So I think I'm searching my stuff, and I'll know when I get back to Columbus, but I think I lost my earbuds on this go-round. That'll be a first for me if I did. I haven't been able to find them in my bag, but I've got a partial bag back in Columbus, so maybe it's there. So maybe I'll be looking at one of these deals as replacements if I did lose my earbuds. 40 years ago, the Sony Walkman changed how we listen to music. So celebrating the 40th anniversary of the first portable music player, man, the Sony Walkman was awesome. It really, truly was. I remember the first one that I got. I couldn't afford one that was new. Initially, I bought a used one. As a matter of fact, I should probably at some point try to collect one. It was awesome. It really, really was. And, you know, having grew up with 8-tracks, then cassettes, then CDs, and now digital, boy, how things have changed. But for those of you that were around for the Walkman, you'll know how big of a deal it was. Was it like $249 for the Walkman 40 years ago? And if you think about that, it was a lot of money back in those days. But I think it was $249 was what a new one cost. And I don't think in that time, I earned $249 on a paycheck. I can't remember, but anyway, you had to save your money. Top web browsers, Firefox flails as user share falls again. What did I do here? Did I kill the page? Oh, no. All right. So Mozilla's Firefox took a user share beating in the second straight month, slipping under 9%. According to WebAnalytics vendor Net Applications, Firefox June user share fell 0.7% to 8.9%. Edge is actually up, and actually Chrome is a little bit down. So Edge is up to 13.3, which is basically its biggest number yet. So good on Microsoft actually making a little climb here. Facebook is going to ban ads that tell Americans not to vote. And, of course, been a lot of discussions about Facebook and voting and misinformation. And, of course, with election season fast approaching, which, you know, they're already doing debates. Can't believe it. They are going to ban ads that discourage people in the United States from voting, which is kind of interesting that people are actually running those type of ads. It comes as a little bit of a surprise to me. But anyway, may not to you. Link will be up in the show notes. Netflix is saying they'll be pickier with its big budget projects. The streaming provider is tightening its purse strings. And, of course, they've been taking bets on a lot of shows. But now I think they're starting to grow up a little bit. And they're being a little tighter with their war chest. And they're becoming more budget conscious as it faces competition from streaming services in Disney, NBC Universal, Apple, and Warner Media. And Netflix content chief Ted Sarandos told several of his high-ranking TV and film executives that the company had to be more picky with its spending on big-budget productions. He says any upcoming project needs to bring in large number of viewers and will no longer be able to float by due to being loved by critics or earning the company's more credibility. It's all about eyeballs. It's all about eyeballs. And of course, they had the Triple Frontier, an action drama starring Ben Affleck that cost $115 million. It absolutely flopped. You can't have a winner every time. So I would hate to be in the content creation business on the TV side for sure. It's got to be a tough gig, and you just got to have a talent for that for sure. Or eBay. Yes, eBay's still out there. I buy stuff from eBay from time to time. Sales tax will now be collected in 13 additional states. So if you are in Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia, and Wyoming, sales tax will now be collected on purchases you make on eBay. All right. I did not see this, but I heard John Oliver rips Amazon over warehouse work, and the tech giant's operation chief calls it insulting. But anyway, John Oliver said working conditions at Amazon fulfillment centers is basically like folks are like slaves over there. And his 21-minute report on the warehouse and workers focused a great deal on Amazon with other jabs at rivals like Walmart, as well as conditions at a facility that handles Verizon phones. He hit on some consistent points used to question what workers go through to ensure that items are shipped in the most fastest fashion by Amazon. He referenced previous reports of inadequate bathroom breaks, long shifts, and lots of miles walking, and even an instance where a robot in a fulfillment center punctured a can of beer, spraying a robot in a fulfillment center punctured a can of bear spray, not beer spray, that sickened workers. So I think people that work in those fulfillment centers to a point know what they're signing up for. But Dave Clark says, and this is a guy that works at Amazon, he says, as a fan of the show, I enjoy watching John make entertaining cases for the failings of companies, governments, and most recently Mount Everest, but he is wrong. On Amazon, industry-leading $15 minimum wage and comprehensive benefits are just one of the many programs we offer. We are proud of the safe, quality work environment in our facility, so much so that we offer tours to the public ages 6 and up. But unlike the 100,000 other people this year, John and his producers did not take us up on our invitation to tour one of the facilities. If they had, they would have met the amazing people who work in our operations, people whose passion and commitment are what makes Amazon customer experience special. I'm proud of our team and to suggest that they would work in an environment like that when portrayed is insulting. I don't know about this. You hear two sides of it, right? That's management. What about the employees? You hear a lot about employees complaining about Amazon. Well, in Virginia, this is good. This is actually good legislation, I think. Deep fake revenge porn is now a crime in Virginia. And what is a deep fake? It's where they superimpose digitally someone's face on someone else to make them look like they're doing act that they didn't. It's basically, you know, revenge porn is bad enough, but deep fake is where you basically fake that it's a different person. So this new law goes into effect on today, and we'll see if this makes a difference. But last week, the maker of a program called Deep Nude, which uses neural networks to make images of clothed women appear to be realistic, stopped distributing the tool following strong public backlash. A small handful of other states are working to develop legislation making the use of deepfakes for election manipulation or sexual exploitation unlawful. New York's proposed bill, however, has drawn opposition from Hollywood and Disney. And others say that text is too broad, too vague, and may violate their First Amendment rights. So let me hear what this says. The new law amends existing law, and it makes a Class 1 misdemeanor. New bill updated the law by adding a category of falsely created video graphic or still image to the text. Okay. So, I don't know how big of a problem this is, but I don't want to end up on some video that wasn't me for sure. Do you know about Gmail Confidential Mode? Gmail Confidential Mode is a feature built into Gmail mobile app that gives you better control over emails containing sensitive or personal information. You're able to set emails to expire after a set amount of time, require SMS passcode verification to open a message, or you can go in and revoke someone's access to the email. I didn't know this. I didn't know this was actually a feature, and they linked through on how to set it up. So it's pretty cool. Link will be in the show notes. Amazon is offering new early Prime Day offers. The event gets closer. So Prime Day is just a couple weeks away, and Amazon is leading up to the two-day sales event with a selection of early deals that you can snag right now. Of course, you need to be an Amazon Prime member to get this, but starting a free 30-day trial would make your account eligible for the Prime exclusive offers as well. So, of course, they've lowered prices on things you would expect, the Fire TV recast, obviously stuff that they're selling, the Echo Dot, the Ring Video Doorbell Pro. So, yes, all Amazon products that they're pushing. You notice they push a lot of those deals of their own stuff, more of their stuff, I think, sometimes than other stuff. All right, 5G phones, who's got them? Well, there's a few out there. Samsung Galaxy S10 5G, the Snap-on 5G from Motorola, which is the Moto Z4, and the LG V50 ThinQ 5G are three of the phones that have 5G out there. So if you're in an area that's starting to get 5G, those are some phones that you can look at. 5 Star Trek movies are coming to Amazon Prime on July 31st. So that's pretty cool. If you're a Star Trek fan, these will be available for streaming. So what's going to be available? You're going to have Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, Star Trek VI, Undiscovered Country. The rest are from The Next Generation, which is First Contact, Insurrection, and Nemesis. And this could be a good way to brush up on Jean-Luc Picard's history ahead of his new streaming series. So link will be up in the show notes on that. Do you have a MacBook Air? Some MacBook Airs are eligible for free repairs over a logic board issue. So if you own a 2018 MacBook Air and have been experiencing some problems with your laptop, then you might be interested to know that Apple has confirmed in an internal document some of its 18 MacBook Airs are eligible for this free repair. Apple has noted that they have identified an issue with the main logic board and that this problem seems to only affect the 13-inch Retina MacBook Air. So if you own one of these, there's a good chance you're basically are going to get this free repair. So link will be up in the show notes. You can check this out. And of course, it's on the Apple website as well. All right. Are you a coder? Are you a prospective coder? There's 6 coding apps that make programming easier from the fakes of makeuseof.com. Enki is the first one, Grasshopper number 2, Solo Learn number 3, Code Academy Go number 4, Hopscotch is number 5, Encode is number 6, and the list goes on. A few there for kids as well. So check those out via the linked article. And of course, I want to encourage you guys to get over to geeknewscentral.com. Because my writers are doing a great job putting up articles on a regular basis, and want you to participate in the content over there. I think that's all I've got for you. Out of here in record time. If you have comments about the show today, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. For those of you that are insiders out there, I want to thank you for your continued support. We had an insider that sent me an email. He had to apologize for dropping his subscription, but he just lost his job. And I'm like, man, when you lose your job, it's like the budget has to go to be as tight as possible. So I do want to thank the listener that has contributed for all these years. And I fully understand why. And there was really even no need to send me an email, but I do appreciate that you did. Because when you see a insider subscription cancel, you go, is it the show? Am I doing something wrong? But he was nice enough to send a note. I do appreciate that. But good luck on the job hunt. I wish you a speedy a job find. One thing is the market is so hot right now. It's don't know what your skill sets are, but I think you'll have no problem finding work. The problem we're having is finding qualified workers. Lots of people applying, but their qualifications aren't quite where they need to be. That's one of the biggest challenges that we're finding when we're trying to hire new employees. But that's that. All right, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. I do appreciate you being here with me. Next show will be next week, Monday, because the 4th of July is a holiday here in the United States. Happy Independence Day, everyone. Enjoy the 4th. Have some burgers and hot dogs and enjoy the summer weather, which has appeared to have finally arrived in most of the country. But thanks for being part of the family here. We'll see ya. Everyone take care. And of course, I'm Todd Cochran. You've been listening to Geek News Central. Go over to geeknewscentral.com. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.